Krishna
Thank you.
The Mahabhagavata, the advanced devotee, certainly sees everything mobile and immobile, but he does not exactly see their forms. Rather, everywhere, he immediately sees manifest the form of the Supreme Lord. Although a devotee is within the material world, he has no connection with it. Nirbandha Krishna Shambhandi. He accepts this material world in relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The devotee may be engaged in earning money, but he uses that money for propagating the Krishna consciousness movement by constructing large temples to Yogi Piki. I am establishing the worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Padmada Pantitapuki. Katyabhanga Maharaj was, therefore, not a materialist. A materialist is always attached to wife, children, home, property, so many other things for sense gratification. But, as stated above, Katyabhanga Maharaj was not attracted to such things. And nor could he think of anything existing without the purpose of the Supreme Lord. Ishavashramidam sarvam. Everything is related to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, this consciousness is not for ordinary persons. But if one takes the path of devotional service, as described in the Nectar of Devotion, he can be trained in this consciousness and attain perfect understanding. For a Krishna conscious person, nothing is palatable without a relationship with Krishna. Om Agyananta Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Kakshuram Militantina Tatmaya Shri Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shiyadvaita Gadakara Shiva Shari Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here is angle of vision of the Mahabhagavata. Prabhupada said, not easily obtain this consciousness, but we can practice it. We can put it into practice. And then we will get the result. So, Prabhupada is quoting one verse here from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Maka 8, 274. Savara Jakamana Deki, Nava Deki, Taru Mur. The Mahabhagavata, the advanced devotee, certainly sees everything mobile and immobile, but he does not exactly see their forms. Rather, everywhere, he immediately sees, manifested the form of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, due to his deep ecstatic love for Krishna, the Mahabhagavata sees everywhere, he sees Krishna everywhere, and nothing else. This is confirmed in the Brahma Samhita, Brahmancharitra Bhakti Virochanina Shantasa Devi Desu Vilokayanti. As soon as a devotee sees something, be it movable or inert, he immediately remembers Krishna. An advanced devotee of the Lord is advanced in knowledge. This knowledge is very natural to a devotee, for he has already read in the Bhagavad Gita how to awaken Krishna consciousness. According to Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita 7.8, Rasoham Mapashu Kuntiya Prabhasa Asmi Shashi Shureva Pranava Sarvavideshu Shabda Ki Parusham Nirashu. O son of Kunti, Arjuna, I am the taste of water, the light of the sun and the moon, the syllable Om in the Vedic mantras. I am the sound in ether and the ability in man. Thus, when a devotee drinks water or any other liquid, he immediately remembers Krishna. For a devotee, there is no difficulty in awakening Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, therefore, says here that an advanced person, a saintly person or advanced devotee, sees Krishna 24 hours a day and nothing else. As far as movable and immovable things are concerned, the devotee sees them all as transformations of Krishna's energy. As Lord Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, 7.10. 7-4, Bhumirapo Nano Vayu Kampano Vintu Ivacha Ahankarai Tiyam Me Bhumi Prakritir Ashtad. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and fourth ego. All together, these comprise of these eight constitute my separate material energies. Actually, nothing is separate from Krishna. When a devotee sees a tree, he knows that the tree is a combination of two energies, material and spiritual. The inferior energy, which is a material form, which is material, forms the body of the tree. However, within the tree is a living entity, the spiritual spark, which is a part and parcel of Krishna. This is the superior energy of Krishna within this world. Whatever is living, whatever living thing we see is simply a combination of these two energies. And when an advanced devotee thinks of these energies, he immediately understands that they are manifestations of the Supreme Lord. As soon as we see the sun in the morning, we rise and set about doing our morning duties. Similarly, as soon as a devotee sees the energy of the Lord, he immediately remembers Lord Krishna. This is explained in the verse, Savatra Hayo Nitya Ishta Deva Spuriti. A devotee who has purified his existence through devotional service sees only Krishna at every step in life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama. So this example is given here that when the this example is given from the 10th canto of the Sri Krishna book of the gopis, and Prabhupada says that when they see a black tamala tree. Black. Krishna's black. So they see the black and it reminds them of Krishna. And Prabhupada said, it's not exactly they don't see the tree, but they see Krishna. They're looking at the black tree, but it's not they're not seeing the tree, they're seeing it, but they're seeing Krishna. It's like a superimposition. Because their love for Krishna is so much stronger than the than the impulses of the material energy. The material energy is very strong, it's making us identify with the body, with everything else we're identifying with the impulse of the material nature. But when one's awakened his love and affection for Krishna, on the strength of that love and affection, he sees Krishna, he doesn't see them. He sees it's there, but it's like a superimposition on the material energy. He's Krishna, he sees Krishna there. Prabhupada gives another example. The housewife, she's cleaning the room and she sees her daughter's shoes under the bed. She doesn't see the shoes, she sees her daughter. Why? Because she has love for her daughter. So anything that's related to her daughter, she remembers her daughter. So in this way, it's pointing to how we can remember Krishna by seeing his energies. And Prabhupada said anybody can do this. Even the members of the Krishna Consciousness Society, even though they're engaged in big cities and preaching work like that, they can see there is a big skyscraper. Materialistic, very materialistic. But the devotee can see it. What is it? It's nothing but a combination of earth, water, fire, air. You take some mud, you mix it with water, you dry it in the air, in the fire, and the air, and then you get a drink. And then you build the skyscraper. So where did the earth, water, fire, air come from? Oh, that's coming from Krishna. He's in charge of all that stock. Prabhupada also gives another example. about drinking water. Prabhupada said not necessarily just water, any liquidity. It means liquidity. He said even the alcoholic, he can become Krishna conscious if he takes his wine. If he remembers that taste, it's Krishna, the liquidity, the taste of liquidity, or the feeling of liquidity. That is Krishna. So if the alcoholic, if he's drinking his wine, if he can remember this, he will become Krishna conscious. So here, this is the position of a Mahabhagavat, an advanced devotee. He sees everything mobile and immobile, but he doesn't actually see the form. So he's in this world. This Prabhupada is an example of the coconut. When the coconut is ripe, you shake it, you can hear inside that the inside is separated from the coconut. You let it become ripe and dry, then you shake the coconut and you can hear inside is the flesh of the coconut. We like to eat. But it's disconnected from the shell. So simultaneously it's in the shell, but it's disconnected. So, like that we are, the Mahabhagavat is in the material world, he's acting, but he's disconnected from it. Like his consciousness of seeing Krishna in everything. So it's Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said, you see the sun, he's floating here, the sun and the moon in Bhagavad Gita story. She said, the sun and moon are my eyes. So we see the sun and the moon, we have to be seeing something. At night time we see the moon, at day time we see the sun and the moon, but we say, oh, Krishna says he is the sun, he is the moon. So you can see the sun and the moon. But you can say it's Krishna. Krishna says, I am the sun and the moon. So then you can remember, Radha Madhava is sitting there. Oh, it's their moon, it's their sun. Okay, so it invokes memory of Radha Madhava, your Ishtadeva, worshipful deity. So anything, all of these different energies, anything but the energies of Krishna. And Krishna is... he's present. Simultaneously he's present and he's not present in this material world. he's present by his energies. His energies are not different from him because where does earth, water, fire, air come from? Apart from Krishna, where else could it come from? We can't make even one grain of sand in our laboratory experiment. But someone's made an awful lot of sand and earth and water and fire and then... So who has made all that sand and etc., all these materials? Krishna's. There's no one else's. So when we see it, we say, oh, who is the source? Oh, it's Krishna's. Krishna's energy. So we're living in buildings, but you see nothing but Krishna's energy. Prabhupada gave another example. I think it's in Bombay. They're walking on the beach there. So they're on the beach and there's a vast ocean and then the sky, that's all that's visible. And Prabhupada was taking a morning walk. I think it was Javita. Hunter Javita. Mara. So Prabhupada said, so what do you see? And Prabhupada Maharaj said, Krishna. Prabhupada said, how? He said, I am the taste of water. Prabhupada went, salty. Salty. He said, no, you see the body of water. Krishna says, water, fire, air. So you've seen the elements of Krishna. Water is air, the whole ocean must be gone. What is it? It's Krishna's energy. It's nothing but Krishna's energy. So like that, we're dealing, whatever we deal with, it's not different from Krishna. The energy in Krishna are not different. Achinta Vedvedita, but everything is an emanation from Krishna, so it's not different from Krishna in that sense. Nothing has any existence outside of Krishna. Everything is connected to Krishna. So, so we can learn like that to see Krishna and everything. Prabhupada was on the train journey and they stopped at a station and he said, oh, some hot samosas. They were cooking hot samosas on the station. You go and get some hot samosas. So Gurudas Prabhu, he went and he bought some samosas, hot samosa. And he put them on the down and he bowed down and Namo Om Vishnu Padaya. And he started to make the offering. He didn't have a bell, but he was bowing down on the station, making an offering. Then he came back in the train and gave to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, he's watching through the window. He said, not necessary in the train station to do that. He said, but you remember the source of the samosa. Remember the source, not the source of it. The source of the source of Krishna. There may be some chattel chat here. The source of that is Krishna also. Yeah, the source is Krishna and everything. You just remember the source. Vishnu or Krishna. So this is Krishna consciousness. This is the training we're getting to come to understanding the position of Mahabhagavat. Gopishodas Bhavati Maharaj. He was saying everything like this, but he was saying in relation to his guru. He said, I see it as my guru is present in everything and everyone. I see everyone as potential servants of my spiritual master. So if I can come and preach to someone, I can give them connection to my spiritual master and then they'll have their connection to me. So he said, if I don't see my guru present before me in everything and everyone, where is my savior? Where is my shelter in this world? So this is his vision. He was seeing everything as guru. So not different actually, Krishna, guru. But he was, the Gopisha was saying his guru was as everything, in everyone and in everything. Who would preserve me if they were not? And then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was saying the story. And then he quoted, this is just like the gopis. When Krishna disappeared from them, and then the gopis were looking for Krishna. Or bapu trees, where is Krishna? Do you see Krishna? Oh, trees of tulsi, did you see? They were talking to the leaves and the flowers and the trees, and where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? This is what then happens. It's a very high state of the realization. But they were seeing everything in connection with Krishna. To the extent of talking to the trees and the flowers. So everything is... is connected to Krishna. And of course the goat is directly seated. Their lovable lord, directly before them. Anyway, so the position, this is the position of Mahabhagavata. They know how to utilize everything in the service of Krishna. They see everything is the energy of Krishna. Now how to use it in the service of Krishna. This is their expertise. And this is their whole training in Krishna consciousness. The way Prabhupada has established this in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And here, Katyabhaga Maharaj was not attached to such things, nor could he think of anything existing without the purpose of the Supreme Lord. Vishvasyam Midam Sarvam. Everything is related to the Supreme Person of the Godhead. This, of course, this consciousness is not for ordinary persons, but if one takes part of devotional service as prescribed in the Nectar Devotion, he can be trained in this consciousness. So this is how Prabhupada is established our Krishna consciousness. He knows the purpose. He cannot think of anything existing without the purpose of the Supreme Lord. So we see how Prabhupada designed this consciousness. With the purpose of... What's the main purpose of this film? Prabhupada wrote, I think, seven purposes.
Sharing Krishna consciousness.
Yeah, that, the main thing, overall thing is the purpose he wanted to satisfy the desire of the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This was his main thing. How we can expand the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Mahaprabhu has a mission here, Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So the Mahabhagavata can see that, and he can see how to spread it effectively, and we see how potent Prabhupada is in establishing Krishna consciousness, how effective it is being come that we are. Now, this principle of Uttarayati, using everything in Krishna's service, Prabhupada's so expert. Arranging all this. Otherwise we wouldn't know. We wouldn't know what to be doing. So you engage all the senses in the service of Lord Hrishikesha, the master of the senses. So Prabhupada knew how to utilize everything. And we see the results he got. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was coming to deliver, all the incarnations are coming to deliver the living entities. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, specifically, he's come to give Raja Prem. He's following Krishna in the Nitya Leela, the eternal pastimes of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya also follows Krishna. So 5,000 years ago, Krishna said, 500 years ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was expounding the message of Krishna consciousness. And through the establishing the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of Hare Krishna, the process of chanting Hare Krishna. So, as it says, Prabhupada couldn't think of anything else but the purpose of Krishna. It's a fact. Prabhupada only spoke Krishna. What is the purpose of Krishna? Pushing us, urging us on to go out and give Krishna consciousness to everyone. It's written in books, Bhagavad Gita is his key, Jai, the giant key. All full of so much information about the purpose of life, the purpose of the living entity. What is God's purpose? The living entity's purpose is to execute the orders of, that is the purpose. Execute the orders of the Lord. Become Krishna conscious, and the whole world can become Krishna conscious. So this was Prabhupada. He's always acting and talking, and 24 hours, whatever he did, he was for Krishna. He had no other motivation except to spread Krishna consciousness. And that's what Prabhupada has trained us in, this in Krishna consciousness. So become conscious of Krishna and everything. It's this Krishna consciousness movement, international society of Krishna consciousness. Become Krishna conscious. This is the Mahabhagavata angle of vision. And we get this, how to do that through the medium of devotional service. Devotional service is the direct process. Karma is indirect, yoga process, these are the... What's happening in this material world generally is classified as karmis, who are trying to enjoy the world, or the yogis who try to get out of the world. And the devotees who want the bhaktas, they want to serve Krishna. So, devotional service is the direct process, the karmic process and the yoga process, the jnana process. They're effective, but they take a long time. But devotional service is direct service to Krishna. So we save a lot of time by performing devotional service rather than following all the procedures in the world of karma and in the world of jnana, brahman. So this one is called Krishna Bhavanamrita. Rupa Goswami coined this phrase, and Prabhupada took the International Society of Krishna Consciousness from this term, Krishna Bhavanamrita, Rupa Goswami. So this movement is a movement of abhideya, the process of devotional service. Devotional service becomes the medium where we can express our love to Krishna. So we're getting this opportunity. Here is devotional service. How you perform your devotional service, how you can express your love to Krishna through this process of devotional service. So that giving the process, we have to follow it. So finally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give Raghunuga Bhakti, spontaneous devotional service. Yeah, you saw Mahaprabhu with his devotees here, take it. Just dancing, chanting in ecstasy, take it. Those who could take it, they were drowning in the ecstasy, and those who couldn't take it, they were floating on the dock, they couldn't take it. But the ecstasy is there. Every morning. Morning, noon and night, actually. And devotees are chanting Hare Krishna. Chandramori last night, Sunday Arati, he's dancing like a madman. The ecstasy. You go at noontime there, you hear Gopala, you know. He leads the Raja Bhogati. And he gets everybody jumping up, and all the pilgrims there, and he gets them walking around. Hari Harai Namo Krishna. Gets them around, everybody in Bengal knows that. This was Mahaprabhu started his mission with this song. When the students asked him, what is this Krishna consciousness? What is this path of bhakti? How do we practice it? Harinam Sankirtan. How do we practice it? Mahaprabhu said, Hari Harai Namo Krishna Garupai Namah Gopala Govinda Ram Shimakusha. They were clapping and he said, this is it. That's all it is. So everybody actually in Bengal, they all go around the bhaktas. They all know that song and that tune very well. So they all, you go at 12 or 12:30, it's just the end of the arti, they're all dancing and everybody's happy. Ecstasy is there. This is the purpose Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give us this ecstasy. Now you take it. If you cannot take it, second best. Vedi Sadhana Bhakti. So therefore we get the process of Abhideya. Abhideya means the process. Here our process is Swati Hare Krishna. The process of bhakti. Second test, but it works. Because otherwise my Rupa Goswami will give the process. And they're the eternal servants of the Lord. They don't practice Vedi Sadhana Bhakti. They're already on the spontaneous platform. But to come here and show us how to take this process, Rupa Goswami has given us so much instructions, nectar devotions. If we follow these instructions, then the result will be there. The more sincere we are, the quicker the result will come. But it works, otherwise Vajaitana Mahaprabhu will bother to come, and Prabhupada will bother to establish it. So it works. And we see it. We see it here and there. So it's just, you expand all these ecstasies, going around with all the time, every day. You go over there, it's ecstasy. So you can just expand that, you can imagine how the whole world can be able to see the whole universe. The whole. This is the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is his mission, this is his purpose. And we are supposed to be fulfilling that purpose. So we are known as Rupa Anugas. It means we are followers of Rupa Goswami. He is considered the father of devotional service. So it's a movement of Abhideya. Abhideya means a process. You have these three principles, Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana. Sambandha means relationship, establishing a connection. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhavanam Jamanti, to establish a relationship with Krishna, lift his feet, takes thousands and thousands of births. Of being a jnani, searching for truth. Then we come to this point of understanding. Vasudeva Sharamiti Samhatma Sudhavanama. He's very rare. He comes to the point of surrendering to the lotus feet of Krishna. That's your sambandha. Now you have a connection with Krishna's lotus feet. How long did it take? Krishna says thousands and thousands of births of being a jnani. So you get your sambandha. So this, the way Prabhupada established Krishna consciousness, the devotees are going out and preaching in various ways. Somehow or another we all met a devotee. Most of us must have met a devotee and started our Krishna consciousness. So we preach to them, you're not the body, Krishna is the Supreme Person of Godhead, there is eternal servant here. Take some service, you help clean the pots, you go to the temple, and you help us clean some pots or something, we're going out and sanctify them, carry a book bag. Somehow or another you've got some service, you come into Krishna consciousness, and somehow or another day, slowly or immediately you've got service actually, if you want it. Getting service to Krishna, this is the Abhideya, the process. Devotional service, loving service. So that took thousands and thousands of births according to Krishna and Bhagavad Gita. But when you meet a devotee and you go to the temple, what do you get? You get Sambandha and Abhideya in one day. First day of Krishna consciousness. You go to the temple and you're Krishna's servant. You're not his body, okay, really. You get Sambandha. Krishna is the Supreme Person of Godhead. Now you're as a saver, so you get your relationship established and service to Krishna in one day. This is the vision of the Mahabhagavata. The purpose, if they may understand the purpose of Mahabhagavata, how to expand his mission. According to time and circumstance, Prabhupada went there, he had a look, he wasn't a very good field, he had to work with when he went to America. Vidyadharaka, he formed his society on, you know, his experience with the consciousness of the people at that time, which was pretty low. And he made this, you know, this movement that Prabhupada will go down in history of the world as being that movement which saved millions and millions of souls. Shri Prabhupada ki. Iskand movement ki. Samaveda Bhaktivinoda ki. Thank you. Comment, question.
Times of the day. So the whole day they're remembering, they're reading about
Radha Krishna's pastimes, childhood pastimes, with the cowboys, with the gopis, with the... So like the Krishna's pastimes, they meditate on the whole day. So that's all they're doing. Remembering, ultimately, they like to constantly remember. That's the process of spontaneous. You have attraction for Krishna, spontaneous devotional service. Raghunuga means spontaneous. They have an attraction for Krishna. But it's difficult then for not to think of Krishna. If Krishna's out of their mind, it hurts their mind. No. We are, Vedi Sadhana Bhakti means we are forcing ourselves to remember Krishna. Thank you. Forcing ourselves. Raghunuga means spontaneous. You already have developed affection and love for Krishna. Your heart only goes to Krishna, it doesn't go anywhere else. So otherwise we stick to the principles of Vedi Sadhana Bhakti and this will purify our existence. Then Krishna consciousness is already in the heart. Krishna is there, you are there, your relationship is there, the love is there. But it's now it's covered by all this moila, dirty things. So as we uncover it, then your real identity and relationship with Krishna come.
As direct service to Krishna as devotion service. You just said the opposite. Can I make a conclusion that